Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. It's the night before Thanksgiving, and I have a few things that I want to spit out here and take your telephone calls. I'm going to do because see, the night before a holiday, I'm never 100% sure where your head happens to be. Probably a million miles from anywhere else, right? But anyway, I have a whole bunch of things that I think make sense, and we'll see what you think makes the most sense to get into. First of all, only received one picture overnight of a Sears catalog home. That came up during yesterday's show, and it was actually sent in by the guy with the 1915 Sears catalog home, which is super, super cool. And it's just amazing. Heard from some people on Facebook also who have log cabins, which it's always been my fantasy. But you know what? They need a lot of maintenance. And almost at the point in life where I could probably make do with just renting a room from somebody instead of having a whole house. I just need a room. Anyway, just a room with a bed and a dresser, maybe a litter box. But sir, you don't have a cat. Exactly. Anyway, a couple of things I want to get into. First of all, in light of the snow that we had over the weekend, in light of the snow we had, I know a certain talk show host who talked about how wonderful certain cars are in the snow. And if you're going to be driving in the wintertime in Western New York, you need a car on which you can depend in the snow. Are we in basic agreement on that? Okay. So speaking from personal experience, and again, Josh, I should probably point out, this is not a show about me. This is a topic based on something I experienced, which I'm asking you listening to the radio to call in and on which I would like your thoughts. Big difference between the two. But had a chance over the years to drive a whole bunch of different vehicles, okay? A whole bunch. And the two that were really supposed to be snow-friendly. Number one, back in the 1980s, a Chevrolet Blazer. This Chevy Blazer was totally loaded. When I say loaded, I mean loaded. It had everything possible on it. It was amazing. Now, in the snow, the Chevy Blazer was not as good as I thought it would be. It was okay, but it was not as good as I thought. The other vehicle that I bought, or actually I leased that one, that was supposed to be the king of the snow. And here's where I'm going to get people really angry at me, because it is a cult. We have the cult of the Jeep. You are aware of this, right? There is a cult of the Jeep. I had a Jeep Wrangler, and I felt very confident with the Jeep Wrangler. And it was, I would say it was pretty good in the snow. Pretty good in the snow, which for me is high praise indeed. But as mentioned earlier during other programs, the vehicle that blew me away. You see ads on TV, and you don't know what to believe and what not to believe, right? The vehicle that blew me away, my daughter's Subaru. Don't laugh at the idea of your humble host driving a Subaru into work, but I'm going to tell you that that Subaru got me to work during the last blizzard we had. My own car could not get out of the driveway. It got hung up on a snowbank at the end of the driveway. Daughter brings over her Subaru. Subaru sliced through snow like nothing I have ever driven before or since. And the car I drive now is pretty darn good in the snow. It's actually as good as the Jeep and maybe a little bit better than the Blazer. But I think technology's come a long way since the 1980s. But the for my money, the Subaru, and honestly, I don't remember if it was the Outback or the Forester. I don't remember which one. They all kind of look alike to me, actually. But what do you drive? And how good or bad is it in the snow? What do you drive? And how good or bad is it in the snow? What is the best vehicle you've ever driven through the snow in Western New York? Now, those of you who are still buried under the snow and still have streets filled with snow, you might be in a really good position to answer this question. Wanted to ask it earlier in the week. We got tied up with other things, but what is the single most awesome vehicle you have driven in the snow? 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone. And 1-800-616-WBEN. We've all driven cars. Some of us have driven a whole bunch of cars. And the Subaru, I didn't own it. I didn't buy it. I didn't lease it. I borrowed it. And if I had to, I would have stolen it. I would have committed grand theft auto, if necessary, in order to get into work. I think I could have gotten my kid to drop the charges. But the Subaru, for me, is the epitome. I know it's epitome. It is the epitome of winter driving. Maybe you've got a different idea. Those of you with Hummers, I see you still driving around in Hummers. Are they really any good in the snow? Are they really as good as they look like they would be in the snow? How about those of you with Land Rovers or Range Rovers? Are they as good in the snow as they look like they would be? Because they look like they would chew and claw to the top of Mount Everest, personally, as does the Hummer. 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN, 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Also, if you'd care to nibble on this at all, how are you going to cook your turkey tomorrow? Are you going to brine it? Are you going to put it in the oven? Are you going to deep fry it? See, I can't do the brine because of the salt. I really shouldn't do the deep fried, so I'm stuck with the bake. And is there anybody who does something other than turkey on Thanksgiving? I mean, the whole turkey thing smells great in the house, but I wonder how many people have a different holiday tradition. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let us go to the phone calls. Oh, you guys want to brag about your cars, do you? All right, here's Linda in Niagara Falls on WBEN. Hello.
Hi.
Hello,
for
my
the
dear.
Money, you, hello.
Yes, my love, hello. You are on.
Okay, I swear by the Hondas, the Honda Pilot, the Honda CRVs. For the price, you can't beat it. They're great vehicles.
How long have you driven them?
Six new vehicles I've had.
Ooh.
Hondas.
So when it comes to snow driving, you swear by the Honda. What do you do you just feel like you're in complete and total control, as though you are the master of your own destiny in that Honda?
Oh, yes, because for the money that you have to spend for that vehicle, I cannot believe what a great vehicle it is.
What do they run? I've not priced those.
Well, the CRV runs about 34,000. The Pilot's about 42. They're both great cars for the money. There are a lot heavier cars and more expensive that hold the road better, but for everyday driving, summer, winter, you can't beat the Hondas.
You know what? I've never driven one, so I can't pass judgment on the Honda. But sometimes, for example, the Chevy Blazer certainly would have been heavier than your Honda. But it sounds like your Honda was a lot better than the Blazer, even with snow tires.
Yes, for sure.
Well, that's cool. Thank you very much, Linda. I appreciate that. All right, so Honda, Honda enters the picture. I think we've got here's Sherry in Williamsville on WBEN. Sherry, welcome. You are on, and you are going to call in to talk about one of the vehicles I mentioned before.
Yes, that's right. Hi, I drive a Range Rover Velar, and it is exceptional in the snow. It actually has a button that you push, and it lowers the tires and raises the body up a couple inches to get over anything. And it's really heavy. It's really wonderful. I've actually had to drive in really, really terrible snowstorm because I travel all the time from Newark Airport to Buffalo several times, and it's a champ.
Is the Velar, is that the smaller one?
It's middle range.
Middle range. Okay. And do you put snows on it or not?
No, I don't, but I have really, really good tires.
There's no replacing good tires. I maintain tires are the most important part of the driving experience. But, okay, so did you lease or did you buy?
I bought it.
And you would buy another one, no problem at all?
No problem. And in fact, this is not around snow, but a couple years ago I was in Africa, South Africa, and I was working there. I went to a safari place on a Sunday, and they actually had a Land Rover, and I was amazed at what that actual vehicle could do as far as going through water and going up mountains, and it was crazy. So I'm sold.
Wow. That's very interesting to hear. I've never been in one in the snow. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call, Sherry. All right. Very interesting. I don't know how many miles she has on it. Brought this up earlier in the week, and it seems to be a winner with you guys. What you are driving, what is best in the snow? Best thing I've ever driven in the snow, and nothing comes close, Subaru. Part of me wants to lease one just to have it for the winter, just in case. Even though what I drive is perfectly fine in most winter situations, the Subaru to me was the standard by which all other vehicles shall be judged in the snow. But people are raving about their Hondas and about the Range Rover. You know what? I always get the two confused. I'm an idiot. Let's go to Mike in Lewiston on WBEN. I know one's the expensive one, one's the not so expensive one. All right, here's Mike in Lewiston. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Howdy.
Honda all the way. Their four-wheel drive transmission is unstoppable. I'm driving a 2008 Honda Element. Nothing can stop it.
Wow. Can you tell us the worst storm through which you've driven your Honda Element?
Let's see here. Probably the Snowvember.
Oh, okay.
In Buffalo in Snowvember.
Well, that's a pretty good test.
Yep.
Not to be confused with Snowvember 2.0. How many inches would you say you've been able to get through with your Honda Element?
I've been through with the undercarriage scraping.
Gotcha.
I live on a hill, going up that hill, I have to have good four-wheel drive, and this thing is unstoppable.
How about snow tires?
No snow tires. No, I've got aggressive all seasons.
aggressive all seasons. Yes, they're wearing leather pants and boots with studs.
They are.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the call, sir. All right, Honda. Honda is big with you guys so far. The Honda Element has received a couple of nominations. Let's go. Excuse me. Back to the calls on WBEN. Did I get any on you? Good. Here's Bob in Buffalo. Bob, you're on WBEN. Winter driving. What's the best?
So I actually, real quick, have to second.
I need to get you off speakerphone. You're on speakerphone, and it sounds like you're talking to me from some garage. Like I expect.
I think I'm just in a bad room.
Oh, boy, I'll say. Well, not really, but go ahead.
What the heck? All right. I do have to second the Honda Element. I owned one for a while, and that thing, again, with no snow tires, I don't think I ever got that thing stuck and driving through the heart of Buffalo winters and all that. What I drive right now is an Audi Q7 with snow tires, and I can tell you I have never felt more secure on the road and anything else that I've driven.
The Audi Q7. What made you decide on the Audi Q7, sir?
Well, I do contracting, and I'm commuting from Ellicottville to Buffalo, so I wanted the diesel, so I get like 30 highway, which is great, except, you know, with diesel prices now, that kind of negated that, but hey, whatever. But I also tow with it, and because it has the all-wheel drive, it won't let you get stuck, but because it's so heavy, it just, you can't stop it in the snow. It is so, so good.
And it's also a luxury vehicle.
Yeah, I do kind of treat it like a work truck, though. I just hit 200,000 miles the other day, and it still, beat the crap out of it, and it never stops. I am so happy with this thing.
How about maintenance? People have raved about the Honda because it's low cost. Do you find that to be the case with the Audi Q7?
No, actually. Funny, but no. No, I'm actually avoiding a few maintenance calls right now with this thing, and I'm actually looking to get a truck because with the line of work I do, I kind of need one, but for what I've been doing right now, this thing has been fine and has held up pretty well, but I do have to kind of push back on the Subaru thing. I have driven one with snow tires in the snow, and I will admit it's good, but this, I think it has to do with the weight. The Subarus, I've noticed, are just super light cars for what they are, and I think the heaviness of, like, the German luxury cars definitely helps with the snow driving.
Well, I have a German luxury car that is all-wheel drive, and I will tell you that the Subaru would eat its lunch.
Really?
Absolutely. It's not even close. Not even close. But, I mean, I'm kind of intrigued by the Honda Element thing. Kind of intrigued by that.
That thing was so cool. If you love weird, quirky cars that always work and are just so much fun, it is great. I mean, this thing has it only has two seats in the back, but they can fold completely flat or fold completely up on the sides to basically turn it into a small van. Or if you want, you can take the seats completely out, and it has this rubber. They're so cool.
I'm all about quirky, baby. All right, my love. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
All right, there is Bob. I'm fascinated by this Honda Element thing. Anybody out there with a Subaru want to come to your buddy's defense? Because in all seriousness, I've told you what I've driven. Just to name a few, I've never driven anything that came close to the Subaru. It just, and yeah, it is a lighter weight car compared to, I'm sure, the Audi Q7 or what I drive, but the weight didn't really matter. It was just all about the traction and just a feeling of being utterly in control despite really wretched conditions. 527 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Speaking of wretched, another half hour of this program is coming up on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome. It is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. It was the night before Thanksgiving, and good to be with you. And well, I guess what you guys want to talk about is how your vehicle does in the snow. Trying to find the best vehicle to drive in the snow in Western New York, and given what many of you have just been through over the past few days and are still digging out from currently, I thought it might be a good idea to bring it back as a topic. So again, if you're just joining us, I had a Blazer back in the 80s. I've had a Jeep Wrangler. The car I drive now is all-wheel drive, and it's very heavy. But frankly, the best car I've ever driven in the snow was a Subaru. And I don't think I've ever felt as comfortable in the snow as driving the Subaru. I can't be the only one, or am I? But the Honda Element has had like 3 different callers extolling its virtues. So there's got to be something there. If 3 people are saying the Honda Element rocks and rolls in the snow, I don't mean that like it rolls in the snow. I mean, it does really well in the snow. There's got to be something to it. So you want to make a recommendation for the best vehicle in the snow? Like to hear it. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Would love to hear from somebody with a Hummer. You have a Hummer? It looks like it ought to own the road. And for that matter, anybody out there driving a Cadillac Escalade? That too looks like a beast of the road. A Lincoln Navigator looks like it would chew through snow. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here's Carrie Ann, Grand Island. I'm not going to sing the song by the Hollies, don't worry.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, yes, Carrie Ann.
Hi, that is the song I was named after, so but don't sing it, please.
No, you probably have heard that your entire life. As a kid named Tommy in the 1970s, do you think I might be able to relate?
Yeah.
You're on WBEN.
So we have a new Chevy Blazer. It's actually a 2022, so this is our first winter. But I'll tell you, with the storm, the truck is great.
It
goes right through everything.
Now, Grand Island didn't get whaled on as much as Orchard Park or Hamburg or Blaisdell or those places did. Where did you put it through its paces?
We went out to Orchard Park to visit friends and help them dig out.
Oh, my goodness. Did you violate the driving ban?
Don't tell anybody.
No, because people are going to call in now and call you a criminal and, you know, America's arch enemy.
Somebody needs to help.
So you took that new Blazer, it went to Orchard Park, and they had, as you know, significant snow in Orchard Park. So tell us a little bit about that drive and any white-knuckle moments you might have had or the feeling of comfort you had. Were you driving it? Were you a passenger? Put us in the picture.
No, I was driving it, and the roads were bad, but the truck actually was handled very well in the snow. They got 80 inches of snow, so we helped them dig out once we got there, but we were worried that the truck was going to get stuck also, but it didn't.
How did you, what did you do about snow tires?
We have the regular tires.
Really? Because here's what I don't understand. You're talking about how great, and I understand the technology has changed dramatically. I totally get that. But my Blazer in the 80s, frankly, was a little bit of a letdown. So I'm glad to hear you saying that the 2022 Blazer is really awesome in the snow.
It sits lower than it used to, and it's heavier. So it plows through the snow, where I think the older ones did not.
Yeah. And it's got all the options, all the comforts of home.
Oh, it does. It's a beautiful truck.
Okay, a vote for the Chevy Blazer. I wasn't expecting that today. You were going to say something else about a different topic?
I do have another topic about the turkeys.
Yes.
We highly recommend a turducken.
The turducken. Refresh my memory.
Yeah. It is, they debone a turkey, and then they put dressing in between it. Then they debone a duck and put dressing, and then they debone a chicken, and then and stuff it. And then they wrap it back up so it looks like a regular turkey.
And what does that do flavor-wise? Does it increase the moisture of the meat?
It does, because of the duck. When it's cooking, the duck is actually giving off all of the oils that are in the duck and makes everything really moist.
You know, you're going to think that, you're going to take some man points off my man card, which is already on the low side of things, but duck is something I won't eat.
You may. You ate it in this because you wouldn't know that it was duck.
No, because the minute it's... Hey, when I was a kid, Grandma made lamb. I said, what is this? She said lamb. I said, no. Give me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, please.
No, I don't like it either, so I get it.
And liver. Somebody ordered liver the other night at dinner, and I literally could not even look at it. I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. There's just some, like I said, what I eat is very, it's just so boring. It's not even funny.
Liver makes me gag.
See, but it's funny because you like duck, but you won't eat liver and yeah. Lamb. I guess anything with an L in it is no good.
I guess.
I won't give you lozenges. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. You too. And thanks for not saying gobble gobble. Or would it be whack, whack, whack? Anyway, 803, how can anybody eat a duck? They're so cute. They're so cute. Oh, Josh kills ducks and then he eats them. He's a country boy. It's what you guys do. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Yeah, I'd be very useful in the zombie apocalypse. Oh, I'm not going to do that. Tom, where do you think food comes from? I don't know. It comes wrapped in plastic, doesn't it? Here is Bernadette in Hamburg on WBEN. Such a wuss. Bernadette, you're on. Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, love.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
I am on my third Subaru, and I have lived in North Buffalo. Then we moved out to East Aurora. Then I moved to Orchard Park, and now I'm in Hamburg. And I'm literally, like, walking distance to the lake. So I've seen my fair share of snow. But I have never gotten it. With my three cars, I have never gotten stuck.
Can you explain to people who have never driven a Subaru the feeling of mastery of the road, even in several inches of snow that you have?
Oh, absolutely. It's like, you know, I've never put snow tires on the cars either. I'm using, like, all-weather tires, and it works fine.
The way your Subaru handles in a turn in the snow, isn't it amazing?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I have had times where, you know, you get the ice, and there's no control on that.
No.
When you start sliding, there's no control. But I literally, and I've been in snowbanks. Actually, I did one time in East Aurora. I lied. I actually was going down a hill, and it was literally just ice. And a car was coming in the opposite direction, and to avoid hitting her head on, because I literally, it was just sheer ice, I ended up sideways in the snowbank. But other than that,
yeah, but okay, ice does not count because nothing except skates is going to do it in the ice. Nothing.
And that's basically what it was. The car just slid, but I was able to control it enough not to hit her. She actually came back to make sure that I was okay.
Oh, that's very nice, very sweet. But look, when you're driving, one of the things you're taught is, when you're learning to drive anyway, is always give yourself an out. And you had given yourself an out, which was the snowbank, and you used it. Better to hit a snowbank than a car.
Yep. Oh, and the other thing, Tom, my sister has had, over the years, she's had at least 3 Range Rovers, big guys.
Mm.
That car is better than the Subaru.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That car got through snowstorms because we were living in East Aurora, and we had our fair share.
How about that? The Range Rover? Yeah. That's our second vote for Range Rover. The only thing I've heard about Range Rover that is not positive is they're good for the first 50,000 miles or so. After that, look out.
Well, she did have to maintain it, but I'll tell you, we took it down to the Outer Banks, and we did the beach road in the Outer Banks all the way to the Virginia state line. Never got stuck.
Did you run into Joe Beamer at all?
No.
He spends half his life in Virginia. At least he used to. I had to tell Joe that now with his soon to come baby, those days of weekends in Virginia watching football are going to be coming to an end.
Yeah, I know. He's always talking about that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, he is. Yeah. But it's called adulting, and it sucks. thank you very much. I appreciate your call. All right, Subaru driver, but the Land Rover is where it's at for her. She says that's the king of the road. Still haven't heard from anybody with a Hummer, nobody with an Escalade. And those Mercedes, the ones you always see on African safaris, what are they? They're really expensive. They're like $200,000 Mercedes. They kind of look like square Jeeps. Those have got to be awesome in the snow, aren't they? All right, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I'm taking the family out for a restaurant Thanksgiving. Now, a couple of years ago, Mom said, I just can't do Thanksgiving anymore. You know what? That's cool. So we'll do the restaurant thing. Let's go to, who's next? It would be Lisa in Kenmore. Lisa, you're on WBEN talking about great driving winter cars in light of the snow we just had. What's on your mind, my dear?
Subaru altogether. You are absolutely 100% right. I got one 3 years ago. Never had a problem since.
What was it that convinced you to get a Subaru?
My son. He's a car guy. He's going to school to be an auto mechanic.
Oh, really?
Yes, and he was the one that told me, we need to stop. We need to go to the dealership. And I walked out with a car. Best recommendation ever, Tom.
When you were test driving the Subaru, were you amazed by how, now we're not talking about winter, I presume.
Right.
When you test drove it, didn't that thing, like, it seemed to float on air?
Yes, it did.
And it really gets a 5-star crash rating.
Oh, yes. And those commercials, when you see them on TV about the anti-braking system, when the, you know, the young girl is going down the street, that's absolutely true, because that happened to me a number of times with that car. And it saved me. And my kid, who likes to drive about 90 miles an hour down a side street.
So. Oh, not good. Not good. Not in the wintertime or any other time on a side street.
He drives me insane, but that goes without...
Well, that's the job of any kid, is to drive parents insane. As you.
Yes, he does. He's 19 and... Oh, I think he knows everything. But anyway.
Are we related by any chance?
Because I'm telling you, as your daughter probably knows, that it's like one of the best cars ever that I've ever had, actually. And the service at Northtown is the best, I'll tell you. They really take care of you and make sure you're taking care of your car. And it's just that car is a dream. I would never go back.
Well, unfortunately, Andy left my service place, so I'm a little bit disconsolate about that. I thank you very much. I appreciate the call kindly. Let's put it this way. As far as Subaru is concerned, my son drives a Subaru. My daughter drives a Subaru. My ex-wife drives a Subaru. They obviously like Subarus. Let's go. And I'm not being compensated by Subaru at all, okay? Not in the least. But we could probably work something out, Subaru. Let's go to Walter in Lewiston. Walter, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I question the idea of what's comfortable for driving. When you talk about snow, I have a Suzuki, and I think that is the best car it is for driving in this area with the snow and other things.
What kind of Suzuki do you have, sir?
It's a four-wheel drive, 2X, I think it's 4X. And I don't know exactly what it is, but it's a standard shift. And I think it's the best, this is the best automobile to get through this area. It goes through the snow, it goes through everything. And I think that what I'm thinking, I drove school bus. And I have I'm a certified commercial driver. I drove a plow for the New York State. And I think that this car is ideal for this area.
The Suzuki. All right. Well, thank you very much. I wonder the difference the manual transmission makes, because even other vehicles with manual transmission have been okay in the snow, and a lot of times your automatic transmission, you ever use the paddle shifters, which is kind of like having a manual but not really, those can help out big time. So you know, get to know your vehicle. Someday I will. I've had it 5 years. I still don't know everything it does. Anyway, thanks to Josh Schmidt for a magnificent job at Master Control. I do wish for you and your entire family and everybody in your life a very wonderful Thanksgiving. We will all be live and local again on Friday on News Radio 930 WBEN. We'll keep you in suspense as to who's doing 2-6. My brother and I are going to fight a duel about that. We'll put it on pay-per-view. Ought to be good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.